If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
I think we have Mike somewhere. We'll get to him in a moment. But there he is. Unbelievable madness, my friend. What can you say about it?
I don't know. I couldn't hear anything for a little bit there, so I was wondering what was going on. But, hey, it is unbelievable madness. I mean, Princeton. I mean, I'm looking at Princeton just going, am I watching the real-life Hoosiers here? Like, what's shaking? So it's been crazy for sure.
All right, we're going to get very knee-deep into this stuff on the other side, and a little bit later we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, somewhere around 8:40 or so. So keep it close, everybody. A ton to dive into, especially with this March Madness basketball, and we'll be talking about it on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson. So we mentioned before the break that the madness has definitely come and ensued. And look, at the end of the day, that's why this tournament is so great, okay? So first and foremost, I don't want to take anything away from the kids that are winning and getting through, right? But at the same time, my friend, when you're a number one seed, when you're a two seed, there are expectations, okay? And schools like U of A, schools like Kansas, I heard a kind of something interesting just as I was in the break there. Kansas has lost as a number one seed 5 times in this tournament. So at the end of the day, it maybe isn't the greatest thing to be a number one seed. And then we had another 16, right? We had Fairleigh Dickinson come out of the woodwork, my friend, and win a 16 versus 1 matchup. Only the second time that's happened, right, since this tournament has come into play. And it's actually been over the last recent, let's say like the last 5 years or something. Virginia loses, right? They come back the next year, and they win the tournament. Purdue, I mean, I'm sorry, bro, but I don't understand how Purdue could not figure out how to get Zach Edey in this game. And at the end of the day, you got to give a ton of credit to Fairleigh Dickinson for going out there and playing probably the best game that they could have ever imagined playing, Mike. So, again, upsets are what make this tournament great. So I don't like hearing people, you know, we see our buddy MISM, and he's making comments about, you know, so and so choking, this and that and the other, right? Like, dude, the bottom line is, you have to survive in advance, and if you don't, I guess you're a choke artist. I guess that's what people are saying, Mike.
Well, you know what? That to me, that's unfortunate. I don't look at it necessarily as a choke artist. I see as little brother or David rising up and beating Goliath, and just playing with no, you know, playing with just kind of not necessarily reckless abandon, but they got nothing to lose. They're a 15 seed. They're a 16 seed. They're a 14 seed. There, people expect them to lose in the opening round, and when they kind of stick it to Goliath, it makes for great television. I mean, you and I have been texting back and forth the first few days of the tournament here, just going, holy smokes, can you believe what, you know, I can't believe what I just saw, you know, kind of deal. And you got to give credit to all these small schools or these real low seeds that are playing basketball. They're playing with their hair on fire. And you and I talk about this every March, or the closer we get to March with college basketball. You got 40 minutes. You got 40 minutes to keep your season going. Lay it out on the floor. Go dive for loose balls. You know, shoot the lights out. Hit the boards. You know, just play, like I just said, with your hair on fire. And these small schools, or lower seeds, I should just say, are doing exactly that. And I'll tell you what, I've kind of jumped on the Princeton bandwagon here a little bit. You know, I mean, those guys are just shooting great. They're making plays, and I look at it like those are the guys that are going to be hiring everybody at Aerospace, at the IT, at Big Tech, you know. And right now they are schooling these blue bloods, you know. U of A obviously comes to mind with Princeton, Purdue. I'm telling you what, Andy, Purdue looked slow. They look like they had their feet in concrete. They could move. And FBU, they had a lot of quickness. They had some speed, and they took advantage of it. And they were hitting shots. They were rebounding. And you're exactly right with Purdue. The hell, you can't get Zach Edey the ball. He's 7'4", you know, 7'5", whatever he is. He's the biggest guy in the court. He's, you know, he could have been the player of the year, or maybe he was. But, I mean, it was just insane how slow Purdue looked the other night. And some of these schools, I think Arizona looks kind of slow against Princeton the other night. And Princeton, you know, bud, you know, from the Pete Carril days, you got to play defense for 30 seconds. Every possession is a grind. And if you're not tuned in to what's going on with Princeton, with backdoor cuts, motion offenses, people moving all over the place, they're going to burn you. And Princeton did just that to U of A. And on Saturday night, they did the exact same thing to Missouri.
Yeah, I agree. No, you know what? I don't see this Princeton team doing a lot of back cutting like the old school Princeton teams. However, they're disciplined, and that's your point, okay? They're extremely disciplined. They're extremely smart. We know that. And you know what? They got some dudes that can go out there and ball. So at the end of the day, I love this tournament. I love what it brings. I love that it brings all the chaos. I love that it brings all the upsets. We only have two number one seeds left. All we have is Alabama and Houston. And quite frankly, Mike, like, when you think about the season of college basketball, Houston and Alabama were two really, really good schools all season long. You know,
right.
Kansas was pretty good all year long too, but they had a couple of hiccups. You know, Purdue had a few hiccups, okay? And you talked about them being slow. I never really thought Purdue was going to run anybody off the court. Like, could they shoot? Yeah, but the other day they couldn't shoot because they were all scared to shoot the damn ball. So, like, when that right. happens and your confidence goes out the window, you can pretty much throw everything out the window as well. And at the end of the day, like you said, it's Princeton against U of A, and you go out there and you play. The schools have their names, but, you know, you're supposed to be on – at U of A, you're supposed to be a great basketball team. At Princeton, you're right. supposed to be smart. You know what? Sometimes you got both. You got the combo, and that's what they got going on right now in Princeton. Dude, they're there. I mean, they're in the Sweet 16. That's all I can say.
yep.
You look at San Diego State. I think they look pretty strong right now, my friend. Looking at that bracket, Alabama playing San Diego State. That's a hell of a freaking matchup, dude. I'm being dead serious. Creighton playing Baylor. That'll happen, obviously, you know, a little bit later today. You've got that. Then we'll find out who's playing Princeton, right? On the other side, where I just told you about Houston, they got through a Auburn team that I love Bruce Pearl and everything, but that team wasn't all that great this year. Look, at the end of the day, Miami playing Indiana, Houston waiting for whoever wins that one. Pittsburgh, well, that's another squad, man. Like they were yep. one of the first four in, and they're making some noise. And Xavier looked a little vulnerable. So at the end of the day, my friend, this tournament brings a ton of excitement. I know the break is coming. We'll take it. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about what's happening in March Madness thus far. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us if you like. You can call us. Talking March Madness at the moment. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports. All right, so we've kind of broken down the South. We've broken down the Midwest a little bit where the last two number one seeds are still alive. No Kansas, no Purdue. They both went down. Kansas goes down to little brother, Arkansas, Arkansas. Just a little bit of a joke, but not really. But at the end of the day, man, you know, watching that game, Mike, I just want to talk on that and touch on that for a moment as we kind of transition and move into a different region. Let's go to the West, which is where Kansas was, and they go down 71-72 to Arkansas, who, you know, it was an interesting game. These games are all interesting, okay? Like, one team gets out, another team comes back, and then, you know, you go from there, kind of. Like, that seems to be the script. Like, I don't usually see games nip and tuck from like, the first possession throughout the whole game. You know, a team somehow, some way gets a little hot. They go on a run. Kansas was up. I think they were up 13-2. Okay, like they got out hot. They're hitting everything. Arkansas just kind of weathered that storm. They didn't seem to get too uptight. They just kind of took it all in stride, if you ask me. And you know, I think they got some pretty good athletic guys that started making some plays for them. That Davis kid was absolutely unbelievable before he fouled out with 25 points, yeah. And 21 of them in the second half. And then he just passed it off to his teammate who got him through, you know, the rest of the way. I love Kansas. My brother went to Kansas. But I always feel like if there's one school that's going to break your heart like crazy, it's got to be the Kansas Jayhawks, man. Like I said, being a number one seed five times, and they've lost being a number one seed five times. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, is it so great to be the number one overall seed or close to the number one overall seed, being a number one seed? Because there's so much pressure on those guys, right? Like, they're not supposed to lose. They're supposed to win. So that element, when you add it, it sometimes busts those pipes a little bit, right? And that's kind of what happened to Kansas. I think they just succumbed to an Arkansas team that was playing pretty hard, Mike.
No, look, Arkansas was playing hard. And with all these teams, you know, we've talked about all these, you know, lower seeds coming out and beating the higher seeds. And it's just one of those things where, you know, like I keep saying, like these lower seed teams are just rising to the occasion. And to your point of, is it good to be a number one seed or the overall number one seed? I mean, the overall number one seed is still in it in Alabama, but I understand what you're saying. There is an intense amount of pressure on, you know, a Kansas, on a Bama, which is, I was having lunch with a buddy of mine yesterday, and we were talking about the tournament, and he goes, it's just so weird to talk about Alabama, and we're not talking football, you know,
right,
terms of having this kind of success, because they've never had this kind of success at Alabama. They've kind of, it's been spotty maybe a few times over the years, but nothing like it is right now. So is it good to be a number one seed? Yeah, it means you had a pretty successful regular season. But with that, like you said, the expectations are there for Jayhawk fans, yeah, they just must be going, oh God, here we go again, type of thing. And I kind of look at the University of Arizona now the same way. They've pulled this stunt where they've been a pretty high seed. They come in with a lot of people thinking that they're going to win the tournament, and they don't. They go out in the first round. I mean, I remember them getting beat by Steve Nash and Santa Clara. Just the other day they get beat. I mean, to me, Arizona should have more than one national championship. They just should. With the amount of talent that has come through Tucson over the years, it's insane. But again, is there something in the DNA at Kansas, at U of A, at these teams that are just, they're disappointing their fans? And, you know, look, you can put Purdue in there. I mean, over the last few years, Purdue's been a really high seed, a number one seed this year, and they get bounced. They get bounced in the first round. You know, so I don't know what exactly it is. You know, with some of these teams, when it gets to tournament time, but it's a thing. I mean, to me, it's an actual thing with Kansas, U of A, and Purdue getting there. I mean, there are just some teams where you just go, I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. You know,
the expectations sometimes take over, and
too much. Right?
Yeah, it's too much. Exactly. And you know, at the end of the day, man, we're all human beings, okay? And we make mistakes.
Right.
We're not always going to be perfect. But with that being said, you know, you get knocked down, you have to keep getting back up. You know, and I think that that's the difference, and that's the mentality of a Fairleigh Dickinson or a Florida Atlantic, right? Like, dude, these are guys that nobody wanted, man. Like, let's call it the way it is, okay? Like, let's say the truth. These are guys that went to schools because they couldn't get into those other schools for whatever reason, and they didn't want them to be on their basketball teams, okay? So. They play with a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And to a certain degree, that works, okay? And you can ride that momentum for a little while. And then, you know, sooner or later, Cinderella usually stops. Like, we've had the George Masons over the year, right? Like, we've had those squads that get to the Elite Eight or get to a Final Four, but... You know, and then at a certain point, the moment does become too big for them, Mike. But with that being said, that's, again, I go back to it, but that's the beauty of this tournament. We don't know anything about Fairleigh Dickinson until March Madness. We don't know anything about Florida Atlantic until March Madness, right? We don't know stuff about these small... We hear about Kansas. We hear about Purdue. We hear about UCLA. We hear about Arizona. Like you're saying... Because they're thrown down our throat, okay? Like that's the absolute truth. Because they're always in the top 25. They don't give those other schools opportunities to get in the top 25. Like, come on, man. Like we have to call it the way we really see it. The Furmans of the world, right? Like I know they went down to San Diego State, but that's another school that they're playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, man. Like these are guys that other schools overlooked. They overlooked a lot of these dudes. Okay, that kid Slauson who was playing yesterday. I'm telling you what, he couldn't stay out of foul trouble, but you could see like this dude, if given an opportunity, he can go out there and he can play with the best of them. But again, you know, it's like you have this moment, you have 40 minutes, man. That's the only guarantee, and that's what I love about this tournament, right? Like you have 40 minutes to go out there and prove yourself. If you don't prove yourself, you're Purdue, you're Arizona, you're Kansas now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we have such high expectations for those schools each and every year. And usually, more often than not, I mean, let's call it the way it is. They fail, dude. They fail, and that's life. Like. That's the way it works, okay? You get opportunities, you make the most of them, and if you do, you get to advance. If you have opportunities and you're scared to shoot a ball or scared to make a play, you're probably going home, Mike Wilson.
No, absolutely. I mean, you touch on, and I was going to kind of point it out, you kind of touched on it already with Purdue. I mean, that was just, I had never seen a team that had five guys on the floor that didn't want to shoot the ball. I'm like,
yeah.
You guys got to get a shot up here. Someone has to take the bull by the horns and kind of be that guy and be like, you know what? No one wants to shoot it. Screw that. I'm going to be the guy that's going to, it's going to make or break the season. I'm going to step up and try and make a shot here. And nobody did. And I don't know if that's just part of the DNA with some of those players. I don't know if that's a coaching thing that they, you know, they didn't want the, they weren't supposed to be the guy that shoot, to shoot the ball. But at some point for Purdue the other night, someone needed to, and they didn't. And it kind of, and it sums up that whole game and maybe the last part of the season for Purdue. They weren't playing
right.
their best
right.
basketball coming down the stretch. They were struggling. Right. They were losing games. And, you know, the beginning of the year, everybody was like, oh, yeah, Purdue is this. And, you know, Purdue was undefeated for a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, Purdue is this. They didn't turn out to be squat, you know, in the end, because we've talked about it already. When the pressure is high, you get to figure out who's gonna get cut into a diamond.
Right.
And who's just going to be a lump of coal. And
yep. I hear you, bro.
And I hate to be just piling on Purdue, but that was a big lump of coal that they turned into the other night.
I agree. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some hockey, maybe some baseball. We'll get after it with him. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified 2% based on total leverage rates.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, so quite naturally, we're going to talk some hockey, but we also talk Major League Baseball. As we know, spring training has gone on, and I got to think it's been a tough spring training for these guys, at least out here in Arizona, because we've had a ton of rain. We've had some bad weather. Not typical of what's going on usually for spring training. But regardless, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. We're doing what we love. We're talking sports. Just out of curiosity, have you checked out any of the March Madness stuff? Have you been glued at all to it?
No, I haven't turned a game on, to be very honest with you. With the hockey being heating up the way that it is and spring training taking place and everything else that goes on in life, March Madness has sort of gone to the back of the queue for me. I've been reading that there's been a number of upsets, but other than that, because it's a sport that I don't follow that closely, a lot of the stories aren't that meaningful to me, but it's always exciting, and usually when it gets down to the last four, that's when I start to get really interested because I find the games are always competitive.
Speaking of exciting and meaningful, good segue there. The Boston Bruins have been that all season long. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing. 109 points right now, a win-loss record of 52-11. They just continue to kind of exploit the rest of the league, if you will. The Maple Leafs, not too shabby, don't get me wrong. Like, if the Maple Leafs were in any other division, oh, well, not any other, but close to it. You get what I'm saying. They'd probably be leading the division other than the Metropolitan, where you got the Canes and the Devils who are playing pretty well, and then the Rangers are behind them, but Toronto would be ahead of them. The point is it looks to me like the Atlantic has really good teams at the top, Boston, the Leafs, and the Lightning. Then you look at Carolina's, their top three, Carolina, the Devils, and the Rangers. I think it's formidable. I don't know if it's as good as what's going on in the Atlantic, but it's pretty solid. And then you look at the Western Conference with Dallas and Colorado. Now they've made their move. I will give them some credit because they got off to a really shaky start, and now they've won five straight. They're in second place and just a couple few points maybe behind there in points as far as with the Stars. And then you look at the Pacific, and there they are. Those are my guys. They're at the top, the Vegas Golden Knights, but the Kings are right on their heels, obviously, with the same amount of points. But Edmonton's there. You got Seattle, the Kraken, that are they're impressing us, right? So I guess what I'm trying to say is a lot has stayed the same, except I feel like Boston has really separated themselves, John.
Well, there's no question that Boston has separated themselves. And for the first time in a while, we're seeing the Eastern Conference being stronger than the Western Conference. You talk about the point totals and looking at the six top teams in the Eastern Conference, you've got Boston with 109, Carolina 98, New Jersey 95, the Leafs 93, and New York Rangers and Tampa Bay with 90 each. So the top six teams have all got 90 points or more, which, to your point, is in a lot of seasons that could lead a division at this particular point. Boston is just having one of those seasons where they're playing very well and everything is going right for them. They're avoiding major injuries. I wouldn't say it's a perfect season. It isn't a perfect season unless you win the Stanley Cup, but it certainly looks right now that everything is falling into place, and you can't necessarily parallel a baseball season and a hockey season, but for those listeners that are not 100% up to speed on hockey points and hockey records, Boston is playing at an 8.01 pace. If you translated that to a Major League Baseball schedule, you'd have a team winning 129 or 130 games. That will show you how well they've played so far.
You know, yeah, John, I would have to agree with your take on Boston. And, you know, it's kind of like, I look at Boston's chances there. It's like Boston's title to lose. They've been playing so well for so long all season. Is there, I mean, I know we've probably talked about this before. Is there a team that can beat them in a seven-game series, like your hometown Maple Leafs or a Tampa Bay, maybe a Carolina, maybe even a New Jersey? I mean, I don't know, but is there a team out there that can sneak up and surprise Boston and kind of ruin their fantastic season?
Well, if you're talking the Eastern Conference, I guess there's any one of those teams gets good goaltending in a seven-game series and plays well in a seven-game series can win. That's the whole idea of a seven-game series. If you're looking at the entire NHL, I would have to say the team that still impresses me and has impressed me right from the beginning of last season is Colorado. Andy touched on it earlier that they started out badly. We've talked about this a couple of times, that they have struggled primarily because they've had a lot of injuries this year and injuries to key players. And, you know, as an example, Gabriel Landeskog, their captain and number one center, hasn't played a game all season. He had knee surgery shortly after the Stanley Cup playoffs last year, hasn't played a game all season, and they are still only 3 points behind the Dallas Stars and have two games in hand on the Dallas Stars. Andy's point, they've won five in a row, had the opportunity to see them on Wednesday night here in Toronto. They played exceptionally well on an East Coast road trip right now, playing very well on that road trip. So I got to think until somebody takes it away from them, Colorado is still the number one team. But looking at what we've seen so far in 2022-23, you got to give Boston a heck of a lot of credit. They've put it all together. I'd love to see them play Colorado more often than twice a season. I think that would be pretty good hockey, but maybe that's something we can look forward to as a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar like that in every professional sport where East doesn't meet West enough. And then obviously you can only meet them really in the final, which always makes things a little bit more interesting and exciting. Hey, let's switch gears. Let's talk some baseball. Do I have it right? Do you think this has been a little bit of a challenging March, at least here in Arizona, where I got to think that they haven't had a lot of time to get out there and really work on things? I'm telling you the truth. The Mike always likes to brag about our weather. You're not hearing him brag about it lately, okay? And there's a reason, because it's been lousy. It's been cold. It's been rainy. It's been windy. I don't think that it's been the greatest for spring training, and I got to think that it's been a little bit of a struggle. Are you hearing anything? Are you noticing anything? Are you seeing anything from what I'm saying about the weather, at least here in Arizona?
Well, I think there's a number of factors, Andy, and some of them are controllable and some of them are not. I think there's a number of factors come into play here, and, you know, you talk about the weather, and if you really want to see something that's odd, take a look at the Arizona spring training standings. And the Dodgers, with the best percentage, .706, yet on the standings they're showing as being a game behind the Kansas City Royals, who are 16-7, who only have a .696 percentage. Clearly that's not going to happen very much. The difference is the difference of six games in the schedule, and to your point, some of that is the weather. Some of them is the fact that there is always at least one split squad game in the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League now because there's an odd number of teams. We've got a bunch of guys away at the World Baseball Classic, so the guys that are playing in the spring training games are the ones, for the most part, that are fighting for those last three, four, and five roster spots. And then we've also got all the experimentation and the getting used to the new rules. I think it's taking players a little bit more time to get used to that. So I think there's a huge number of factors, but certainly the weather is number one. And to see the weather situation in Arizona is to me, is quite unique. As you know, for many years I've spent some time in Arizona in the spring, never experienced weather like that, so perhaps this is a good year for me to be home. But at the end of the day, these guys have to be ready. They're professionals. They should be in shape when they get to camp. I think when the bell rings late March, early April, I think these guys will be ready. But it has been an interesting spring training. There's no question about that.
Yeah, John, I mean, look, if you were to come out here to Arizona this spring, it would be one of those things. Look, if I wanted this, I would have just stayed home in Toronto with the weather. I mean, that's what that would have been for you. But, you know, my question is simply this: is spring training, you know, I take a look at a lot of the teams and, you know, the free agents that were signed and the amount of money that these guys have been signed to. And, you know, we've talked about the increase in salaries, and, you know, the San Diego Padres are just, you know, they got $1 billion in salary now with like four or five positions. My question is, with the New York Mets, you know, they just lost their save guy in Diaz to just a freak thing. But with the amount of money that they spent on free agents and the amount of money that that owner in New York is willing to spend, I don't know if he's solely responsible for the increase in this, but you got a guy in New York there, and he's not a Yankee, which is odd to say, that is willing to spend money. And how do you think this affects the fan base? How does this affect the team? Do you see the team being a contender this year with the amount of money they spent on free agents?
Well, looking at the team as a contender, you know, I was looking at it just the other day, and I kind of made a quick list of the contenders in each division, and I had the Braves, the Phillies, and the Mets as the three contenders in that division, and other than the American League East, where I had the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and Tampa Bay as a bit of an outsider, I was down to two teams being competitive in terms of contenders for each of the other four divisions. So the National League East is a little unique, and the Mets sort of snuck in there this year because of all the money that they've spent. The Diaz situation is a little concerning for a number of facts. Number one is, as the closer that they've just thrown a ton of money at, he has to be replaced in some way, shape, or form, because I believe he's going to be out for the entire season. So the question is, do they have somebody in-house that they can put into that role, or are they going to have to go out and spend some more money? Clearly, there's no free agents out there of that caliber, so they're going to have to make some kind of a trade or do some kind of a deal with somebody if they want to pick somebody up. I don't think money's any kind of an issue in New York. It's just a question of how much longer does my hand have to be to get into that pocket. Yes, there's an issue there in terms of losing that player, and to me it brings up another question, and that is the World Baseball Classic. Jose Altuve got hurt yesterday, Friday, with getting hit in the hand in his game. So, you know, if he gets hit in the hand, we all know that that means he's going to be out for a little while. At what point are we going to see teams reluctant to send their stars to the World Baseball Classic, given how much money they have on the table? And while Altuve's was in-game action, so is somewhat excusable, the Diaz injury, to me, is totally inexcusable. It was just one of those silly celebrations after a win. They haven't won the World Series. They haven't won the WBC. Why were they dancing around like that a guy could fall and hurt himself the way that he did? To me, it's just silliness, I guess, is the best way I can describe
it.
If I'm the New York Mets owner, very upset that I spent that kind of money, I have a guy go out and essentially put himself out for the season, put my team in jeopardy just because he was quote-unquote dancing to have fun. I struggle with that a little bit, and I'm curious to see what might happen in terms of teams sending players to the World Baseball Classic the next time it's played.
Hey, that's good stuff, John. Appreciate you. I think we're up against it, so we've got to get to the break. But we'll catch up with you next week, and hopefully we don't have to turn things around again. But March Madness is here, and I do appreciate you understanding and letting us move you around a little bit today.
No problem at all, Andy. Always glad to help.
Have a super rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week. John Polter, professor of sports. We talk baseball and hockey with him. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Just got done with our professor of sports, John Polter. We talked hockey and baseball with him. Rightfully so. He lives in Toronto, Canada, man. It makes a lot of sense to me. This hour, we talked, obviously, a lot about March Madness. We did break down NHL hockey and what's kind of going on in spring training. It's been a pretty uneventful spring training out here, I just got to say. I mean, it's been so – the weather's been terrible, Mike. You know and I know. Arizona usually is extremely nice and warm and great place for spring training. It's been a tough go. These guys have definitely not gotten as much work as they should have. But hour one's in the book. Anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of here?
Not really, but we got NFL free agency to talk about.
I agree. I was going to say to you, we got to talk about some NFL stuff. We got to talk some NBA stuff. because things are heating up in that Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics have lost some down the stretch. The Philadelphia 76ers are on their heels, and the Milwaukee Bucks. So, yeah, bro, we got a lot to discuss this hour number two. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon, people. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A politically charged prosecution. That's what former Vice President Mike Pence had to say about the prospect his former boss may be arrested on Tuesday in New York City.
I think many Americans are taken aback at the unprecedented indictment of a former president, but also the fact that the Manhattan DA, in the midst of a crime wave in New York City, says that indicting the former president is his highest priority.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Pence said he just feels like it's not what the American people want to see. After a week filled with the commotion and turmoil in the banking industry, a number of key economic reports are due this week that investors will be keeping an eye on. Tuesday, we'll see existing home sales. Wednesday brings the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. It is expected they raise rates by a quarter point. Then it's jobless claims and data on new home sales on Thursday. Nearly 100 vehicles were involved in a massive pileup on a snowy Michigan highway after a sudden whiteout left drivers with no visibility. Harlan Medellin telling 13 on Your Side News.
The roads were clear. Traffic was moving, you know, full speed, 65, 70 miles per hour. And within a matter of moments, it just turned white.
Crash began around 5 p.m. Saturday, closed Interstate 96 in both directions. Several injuries were reported, but no fatalities. It could cost you less to finance your home.
Some brighter news for home buyers. Mortgage rates dropped this week in the wake of several bank failures, reversing course after rising half a percentage point over the past month. But longer-term uncertainty is expected to hamper many home buyers and keep the cost of buying unaffordable for many. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.60% in the week ending March 16th, down from 6.73% the week before, and that's according to data from Freddie Mac that was released Thursday. A year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 4.16%. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Two U.S. senators would like to see TV cameras in federal courtrooms and in the U.S. Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar are co-sponsors of the Sunshine in the Courtroom Act. They say allowing television coverage would give more transparency into the court system for the public. The verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram users is being rolled out by their parent company, Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Meta Verified will start testing in the U.S. and gradually roll out in the coming weeks. It'll cost $12 per month on the web and $15 for users who sign up through iOS or Android. For your monthly fee, you'll get a verified badge, impersonation protection, and direct access to customer support. A sequel is delivering at the box office.
I don't deserve these powers, if I'm being honest. Like, what am I even contributing?
Shazam! Fury of the Gods made $3.4 million from Thursday previews, putting it on the mark for between $35 and $40 million on its opening weekend. It's based on DC Comics character Shazam.
The wizard gave me superpowers. Shazam! Well, then everybody got superpowers.
Where's everyone going?
To fight crime?
Okay.
The original film made $53 million on its first weekend in 2019. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And in this year's NCAA tournament, 15-seeded Princeton has made history, becoming only the fourth team in NCAA history to make the Sweet 16 as a 15-seed. They beat Missouri Saturday 78-63. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. With me, my tag team partner in crime, his name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we've got real March Madness. It's crazy. It's chaos. It's everything we wanted it to be and more. And some people are upset. Some people are happy. That's kind of the way the life of everybody works, man. You're happy, you're sad, you're mad, you're whatever. It is what it is. And sports are here, and they've been here for 700-plus, and Mike, that means you and I have something to do, my friend. So, yeah, hour number two, ready to rock and roll or what?
Yeah, that is true. No, I'm all ready to go. We got plenty to talk about. I mean, obviously, we've talked about college basketball quite a bit and our conversation with the professor. But we got NBA, we got NFL free agency, which is getting crazy, and money's being spent everywhere, man.
Don't look now, but I thought I saw that Philadelphia was a few percentage points ahead of your Boston Celtics. Insanity, man. It's crazy. It's tight.
Yeah.
It's really tight. So, yes, we're going to break down NFL, some NBA, maybe get back into college hoops. We got you covered, man. We got you totally covered. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like, people. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, let's talk some NBA hoops. Milwaukee Bucks, the best team in all of basketball right now at 50-20. Philadelphia 76ers, right behind them at 48-22. And then you've got the Boston Celtics, who are now 49-23, and like I said to you moments ago, percentage points behind the Philadelphia 76ers right now. And I think what's important here is home court advantage. I was really upset about the Bucks losing against Indiana last week. Terrible loss at this point in the season because every game is critical, okay? Like, let's keep this very real. You lose one game, it could knock you out of that number one spot. They've got a two-game lead on Philly and Boston, but like I said, Philly percentage points ahead of Boston right now in that two-hole. Here's the importance of this whole thing, okay? Whoever has the number one seed is going to be in way better shape than whoever's in the two or the three, okay? Because at the end of the day, Mike, you're going to have to get through, if you're Milwaukee, you don't want to have to go through Philly and Boston. You don't want to have a second-round matchup with Boston or Philly. Like, you want to see them in the finals, in the Eastern Conference Finals, okay? So it's really important to get that number one seed this year. And especially the way that the Bucks play at home, for the most part. They had a slip-up against Indiana. It happens. They get another shot to go and take care of business again tonight against Toronto at home, which I hope they do. But again, if there's one thing that I learned from last year, Mike, you want Game 7 on your home floor, okay? But that's what I learned from last year. And you'd like to have all your pieces, okay? You don't want to have to play without Chris Middleton, which they had to do last season. I think it's extremely important this season to get that number one seed because the Eastern Conference is so good, man. Like, the top three are the best teams in the league, okay? Like, they are better than anybody in the Western Conference, all three of those teams. And you know what? Cleveland is damn near as good as record-wise. I'm just talking records, okay? Cleveland is right there, too.
Right.
They're only two games behind the Denver Nuggets, okay? So you get my point. The balance of power right now, my friend, is in the Eastern Conference.
No, absolutely, and it is, and we've talked about that just ad nauseum the whole year, that the balance of power in the league is in the East, and you're exactly right. If you're the number one seed in the East, you're sitting in the catbird seat, and you can let Philly and Boston battle it out, you know, before they get to you, and that would be, you know, obviously preferable, you know, no matter which team that you are pulling for in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, you talked about your Bucks, you know, losing a game and how disappointed you were. I'm really disappointed in Boston right now. They're losing to the Houstons of the world. They've lost to Charlotte this year. They've lost to Orlando a couple of times. I mean, these are bottom feeders. These are teams that
right.
you need to beat up on, and you need to send a message. And right now, Boston is not doing that. They're losing to teams that I sit there and go, what are you doing? What the heck is going on with this team? And so it is concerning. We're getting closer to the playoffs, and this is the time of year when you want to start gearing up and playing your best start playing your best basketball and just have it roll right in to the postseason. And Boston's not doing that. And Philly, you know, to their credit, you know, they're riding Embiid, you know, which I would too. I mean, there's other guys on the team that are contributing, obviously, but the big man in the middle, you know, obviously you and I both know he's a problem. Like, there's not a, like, just physically bigger guy in the league than Embiid. You know, there may be a more athletic big guy in Giannis and put more points up and like that, but just from a physical standpoint, Embiid is tough to deal with. And Philly's going to ride that. Doc Rivers is going to ride that as far as it's going to take him. But still with Philly, it's one of those things where they play well in the regular season and get to the playoffs and something happens and they get bounced maybe in the second round. They don't go as far as their fans think they should go. So, you know, as of right now, I still think it's Milwaukee and Boston, probably in the Eastern Conference Finals, but Philly's making a strong push to change that narrative.
Yeah, I mean, they're extremely hot. They've won 8 straight.
right.
They're playing well on the road. They've actually got the best road record in the Eastern Conference. They're 22-12, Boston 23-14, Milwaukee 22-13.
Right.
The Knicks are good on the road. Brooklyn is decent. All those teams have better than 500 records on the road. Whereas you look at the Western Conference, and it's mind-boggling, my friend. Do you know the only team in the Western Conference that has a winning record on the road? Do you have any idea who it is? There's only one.
There's only one. Is it Sacramento?
It is Sacramento. Nice guess. Look, the bottom line is you look at what the Golden State Warriors are doing on the road. I don't care what anybody wants to tell me. They're not doing squat in the playoffs, my friend. I'm sorry.
Right.
They're just
right.
not. I don't think you can turn a switch. Their records are complete opposite, okay? At home?
Yeah.
Ready? At home. You ready for this? They're 29-7. They're like the best team in the league on their home floor. Then you go to the road? They're 7-29, my friend. Okay? Like, come on, dude. How can we trust a team like that? And I know people are like, oh, they'll get one on the road. They'll get one on the road. Okay. You know what? If they get one on the road, they're very liable. It makes a lot of sense that they could wind up slipping up at home then. Okay? Like, dude, right. Their record is their record. We have a pretty good sample size of what they are what they can accomplish. Okay? So I don't look at Golden State as a real threat. I'm sorry. I hear the Stephen A's of the world talking about Golden State as a real threat, this and that. Look, I don't see them as a threat. I'm sorry. I just don't. I'm telling you right now, the Western Conference is going to be weird. And that's why I look at the way record and I say Sacramento Kings are the only team in the Western Conference that have a winning record on the road? Like, come on, bro. That there's something in the water, man. So with that being said, I don't trust anybody in the Western Conference. But based on the records and the records alone, I think Sacramento has a good shot of stealing one on the road, Mike, off of anybody. What say you?
Oh, obviously. I mean, look, I've enjoyed watching Sacramento this year become
Me too.
Relevant.
Me too. They're fun.
Again.
I agree. They're fun.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. And look, I'm I love De'Aaron Fox.
Yep,
like Fox is just fun. And you know what? Sabonis. You know, he just I watch him play. He does remind me of his dad, Arvidas. And just a solid guy, solid teammate, solid player, obviously. But Sacramento's been fun to see them back in the mix again. Memphis, what the hell? Like, you know what? I hope Memphis gets bounced in the first round. I hope that they just don't do anything. I'm sorry. I'm going off a little rant here, Dorf. I am so sick of them popping off to different teams, to different players, talking all this trash. It's a rivalry with Golden State. The hell it is. It is not. You haven't won anything. Shut up and play ball. And, I am done with Memphis and these people that try and convince me that Memphis is somehow a threat. I don't consider you a threat unless you've done something. Milwaukee.
I'm with you right there. I'm with
Boston's
you, man.
Boston's a threat. You know, and I'm tired of all the yapping that comes out of that team. And, you know, and obviously the stuff with Ja is serious and it needs to be taken seriously. And he needs to take it seriously, you know, before he returns. And I think the NBA got it wrong with his suspension in terms of 8 games. And they already added in he's already like time served with the other games that he was already out. So it's really like a 5-game suspension type of thing.
Yeah,
like,
no. You're right. You're right. But here we got to take a break. But I want to get into this a little bit more on the other side, because basically what the Grizzlies were trying to do is they were trying to get ahead of it. Okay, so they took him out, and that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here, people, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Talking tons about March Madness, talking some NBA hoops, getting hopefully into some NFL free agency stuff coming here in a little bit. Obviously, we've talked baseball, we've talked hockey, we've gone around it, people, and now we've got a caller on the line, which no surprise here, Mike Wilson. It's our good old buddy, MISM, who comes to us all the way from Santa Monica. For those that don't know, and you're not part of the show on a frequent basis, this guy's name is Mitch in Santa Monica. That's how he's come up with the nickname, or we've come up with the nickname of MISM. And I'm pretty sure this guy's going to want to bash on some March Madness stuff. He's going to talk about U of A choking. He's going to talk about Kansas choking. He's going to give us the gamut, and he's going to rant. So why should I keep talking? Let's go out to the phones, and let's hook up with the one and only MISM, making his mark here on the show today on the March Madness special, because you know what? Week one almost in the books here. MISM, good morning, buddy.
Hello there, fellas. One second here. I'm a little bit...
LSM is in the
car. Whoa, looks like... Are we making this a family affair today? You got the wife, you got the... Well, where's Max in Berkeley? Where's the family, bro? Come on now.
John,
here's
Andy.
I see, here's what I love about MISM. He brings us into his family life. Like, come on now, Mike. Does it get any better than this? He's got his wife yelling at him in the background. He's wanting to talk to us. MISM, let's go, bro. Let the show got to keep going, my friend.
Hey, Hey, I got you, man. First of all, we started off the week, I mean, Media Mike sitting there at the Direct 12 Championship, and he's not listening to the Bill Walton and saying, dude, Arizona, you should be coming to see Jimmy Buffett with me and hanging in Margaritaville. Where are you, Media Mike? Oh my God!
Hey, look, can we all agree? There is only one Bill Walton, and if you don't appreciate Bill Walton, I'm sorry, people, but there's something wrong with you, not with
right.
Bill. Think about it like this, guys. Okay, like you're talking about a guy that literally could barely speak. MISM, okay? He could barely speak when he was a player, and he had a lot of trouble with it. Now you give the guy a microphone, and he doesn't shut up. And you know what? Some guys, I don't like that, but I got to tell you, I truly enjoy listening to Bill Walton. And maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm strange, maybe I'm weird, but maybe I like the Grateful Dead too, okay?
There's... Absolutely right there. And there's no one better than Mitch and Santa Monica are sitting right next to me here, folks. I mean, we span the globe here when Mitch and Santa Monica comes in. And when he comes in, he brings the best. And I bring someone with a hot take here, Linda, from Santa Monica. Oh
my God. Let's hear it. I love it. This is literally a family show. I love it. Let's go, Linda.
Andy, so, you know, Mitch asked me this morning, so who are your picks, honey? And I said, well, you know what I do every year? I go to USA Today, and I take to it by what the prettiest colors are for the year.
And she picked an you know what? I'm going to guess that you're doing okay in your pool, I'm guessing.
No, you know what? No.
Mm-mm. No. She was going for orange-colored teams. They're going like, really, Tennessee? Get out of the car.
Well, she's still in it with Tennessee.
I know. She's
still in it with Tennessee. They look pretty good right now. So MISM, give us your take on what you've seen so far from March Madness. And I know you love to talk about KU choking. You love to talk about U of A choking. I just got a question for you. Where the hell is Cal Berkeley in this one? Where are they? Where's Matt? Where's Wisconsin, bro? Okay, come on now. So if you want to trash some of these other places, I got to give it back to you just a little bit.
Oh, so you're telling me that Rock Chalk J-Suck is on par with Wisconsin? Come on, guys. Rock Chalk J. Finish the sentence, boys. Rock Chalk J. Boys, number one, bye-bye. And then Purdue.
Hey, question for you. This is a serious question. I'm not even kidding right now.
What?
1977. Were you there?
Yeah, baby.
Were you at We Are? Were you part of We Are Marquette back in 77?
Here's the deal about that. So in 1977, I was 14. So I was not at the Omni in Atlanta. But I will tell you, of all the teams in my youth and in my adult life, the 1977 Marquette Warriors are by far and away my favorite team. Better than the 97 Packers, better than the 11 Packers, better than the 71 Bucks, or the most recent Bucks. I'm just saying that 77 Al McGuire team with Whitehead and Boylan and Butch Lee and Bernard Toot, I love that team. I love that
Dave
team
Thompson,
so much.
Wasn't he on that squad too? David Thompson, wasn't he on that squad too?
No. David Thompson was on that team. No. It was Lee, Boylan, Whitehead, Toon, and anyway, doesn't matter. But I love that team, and I am so excited for Shaka Smart, what he has brought to Marquette, and the potential they have this year, the number two seed. I mean, man. By the way, if you guys probably don't remember this, but in 1977, the tournament started with 16. It was not a 64 field back in the day.
Yes.
And that's why the NIT actually meant something back in the day. NIT was actually a good tournament. Now it's what? It's the next 69 and down, you know?
It's the not invited tournament, right? Yeah.
It's a not invited tournament, exactly, which is basically, oh, you know, get some more practice and get some more whatever. But anyway, what I've seen so far, well, we've got two number ones that have gone down. By the way, I didn't realize that they have number ones play all on the same day. I thought they split it up. But anyway, we got half of the number ones are down. We've got, let's see, Arizona went down. UCLA almost had a chance to go down yesterday. You know, I love this tournament. I think they were talking, yesterday on the pregame, saying how, you know, this tournament has a different feel to it for some reason. There's just, like, a lot of first-timers, a lot of people doing things. It's not the old guard. North Carolina's not in it. Duke's gone. I mean, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same tournament feel like we've always had. I'm just really enjoying it. I'm looking forward to today. It'll be a great day, and we'll see what happens with the tournament. I'm hoping Marquette gets to move on. You never know.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay. And by the way, I did a little research while you were talking. That Marquette squad from '77, Butch Lee, Bo Ellis, Jerome Whitehead, mm-hmm. like you're talking about, a couple other guys, but they had they had four guys on that roster that went to the NBA. Okay, so it just kind of tells you that they were absolutely legit. And Al McGuire was it, dude. I, you know, growing up as a young kid in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, myself, you know, it's obviously I wasn't there. I didn't witness it myself. I was too young, but we know about that, and the memories are there, and it's a special thing. Marquette has a shot, I think, my friend. I'm telling you right now, I think they have a shot to kind of run the table here. And you mentioned Shaka Smart. I love this guy. I love what he did at VCU. I love what this guy has brought to the table as far as his intensity, his knowledge of the game. And you know what else he does? He gets the most out of all of his players. So I love what Shaka Smart has done, for sure. I think we're going to be up against a break here. You got a final word for us, man?
We are Marquette. We are Marquette. I'm very excited for it. And by the way, Green Bay Packers, I'm all behind you, man. Hey, Rod, I love you. Love you. I'll love you to the end of your career. I'm okay moving on with the Packers and J Love. Let the J Love era begin. 30 years.
I love it. Have a great day. We love that you made this a family affair. Have a great day, Linda. Have a great day, MISM. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and I want to get into that NFL stuff because we do need to break that stuff down a little bit, Mike. So NFL on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, You're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Discussed a lot today, man. We've gone through March Madness, we've gone through some NBA stuff, we've obviously talked baseball and hockey, and now we've got to talk a little NFL. Brandon Cooks looks like he's going to be a Dallas Cowboy. Just another signing for the Cowboys, right? Like they're trying to get into this free agency thing. What do we know about Lamar right now? Are you hearing anything on Lamar, Mike?
You know, I haven't heard anything on Lamar for a few days, and it just boggles my mind in terms of how Baltimore is handling this, because you have a generational type player. You have a former MVP. You got a guy that's, you know, he's won a couple playoff games. He's changed the look and the feel of your organization, and you can't come to an agreement with him. Like, I mean, I get the money part of it. I'm like, you know, and what they want to spend and what they don't want to spend and what Lamar thinks he's worth and those whole things. But just overall, I mean, putting the non-exclusive tag on him, they're taking a chance. There could be some teams that come in maybe with a package to trade for him, and it might be, I don't know, tough to turn it down, but I would turn it down because that means you don't have Lamar Jackson. And you know, there are a couple teams out there that are spending some money. The San Francisco 49ers are one of them. Like they signed a few people. I'm like, where are they getting this money? Because they already have a ton of money tied up in their star players right now. And it just boggles my mind. I thought about, you know, I've heard people talk about this. Just think of the San Francisco 49ers came in and got Lamar Jackson. What that guy would mean to that team, and you put him with Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, and you know all those offensive weapons that he has with that offensive line. Holy smokes, that would be crazy to watch. I mean, I don't personally think it's going to happen, but it's just one of those things that you speculate on in terms of what Baltimore is willing to take a chance on.
Well, you were talking about money, and I think that right there, that's the problem with San Francisco. Because they have spread so much money around to other guys, that they don't have enough to go after Lamar. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think they need a quarterback. I think they have a quarterback. Like, Brock had his surgery. Brock will be back. Brock is okay, man. I think,
right.
You know, but with that being said, So if you can get creative somehow, some way, because you got me thinking out loud now, you know, you can package Trey Lance.
Right.
You could do that. I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know how that can work with the money. But again, it's kind of funny money when you talk about the NFL anyway. And when there's a will, there's a way. So anything is possible, like you're saying. Jimmy G goes to the Raiders. I think that's okay. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I think that's a pretty good fit for him. And, you know, he has experience working with Josh McDaniel, you know, from his early years in San Francisco. So the playbook, I think, for Jimmy is not going to be a difficult thing to master and to get up to speed on. Because from what I'm hearing, that was the problem with Derek Carr in Las Vegas, was that he wasn't picking up the playbook as quickly as, you know, Josh McDaniels wanted him to. And from what I'm also hearing, you know, Josh McDaniels does have a pretty complicated playbook in terms of verbiage, language, that kind of thing, and what he's trying to do. So you bring in a guy like Jimmy G, who he's worked with in the past, and I think you put him with Devontae Adams, and, you know, the rest of the Raider weapons that he has out there, you know, it could end up being, you know, a better fit for Jimmy than Derek was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've always thought Jimmy G was okay, and I'm kind of like,
me too.
Yeah, I've always wondered why so much criticism, you know, and at the end of the day, he wins a lot of football games. Is he the best? No, he's not the best. Is he a top 15 guy? Yeah, I'd say so. And you know, what have we seen in history? You don't have to be the best quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Look at Trent Dilfer, right? I mean, come on, man.
Right, like, that's exactly who I was thinking of.
Look at Joe Flacco. Okay, like there are opportunities for you to be successful, as long as people know how to use your skill set, and then you have pieces around you. Like he's got some good pieces there. You know, he's got a good running back. He's got Devontae Adams for a wide receiver. I think the Raiders are in a better place than people probably think they are.
Oh no, I absolutely think that they're in a better spot than people think they are. Let me ask you this: once Green Bay and the Jets figure this out, okay, and what the package is going to be at the end of the day for Aaron? Is the Jets the right move? Because I'm just like, you know, supposedly he put out, you know, you've seen it. He put out a list of guys that he'd want to also bring in and the whole thing. And I'm like, those guys, like, there's two of those dudes are past their prime. And I get that, you know, Aaron feels comfortable with them and worked with them for a long time. If I'm Aaron, but I mean, Aaron just thinks differently. I mean, he's kind of a borderline hippie kind of guy playing quarterback in the NFL. But I don't know if New York is the best place for him to go. And you know, look, I mean, the comparisons between him and Favre with all of this stuff is just unreal. You know, they kept the organization in limbo for a few years. They end up going to, you know, he's going to go into the Jets just like Favre did and the whole thing. But even with Favre, I didn't think that was a great move for him. And I'm thinking the same thing for Aaron, because there's questions about the talent there. There's certainly questions about the coaching staff there in New York. But I just, you know, you're the Green Bay guy. What are your thoughts with Aaron in all this mess?
I'm so ready for that guy to be gone. It's been about 2 years that I've been ready. You hit a few things on the head. he never wanted to be like Brett Favre, right? Like he always kind of had animosity toward Brett Favre, and didn't like that he had to sit behind Brett Favre, right? But you know, all good things come to an end. Okay, it's just it's the truth. It's just the way life works. You don't beat Father Time. Okay, like Tom Brady's the closest guy to beating Father Time. We saw him decline this past season. Aaron declined too. Like, I don't know what people are thinking right now, okay? Because he declined a lot. He was the 26th rated quarterback out of 32, okay? Like, I'm not sure what people are smoking right now, okay? Like being dead serious with you. I think about the past 2 years, and I think about all of the demands. I think about all of the wants. You know, he's getting an incredible amount of money. Like, who gets paid $50, $60 million to go do anything? Okay? Nobody. But he is. And he didn't live up to that. Okay? Like, when you're making that kind of money, you should get to the Super Bowl, or you should get to the NFC Championship game. Like, those are things that are expected. So to a certain degree, I think Aaron failed quite badly. You look at 25 years of being a Green Bay Packer, the last 25 years with those two quarterbacks, and they've got two Super Bowls? Like, something just doesn't add up to me. It's everybody else's fault besides Aaron's. So I have been ready for this divorce for 2 years, and we've been dragging it on now, and like you said, he held the organization hostage to a certain degree. Very similar to what Brett Favre was doing. Now he's going to New York. He's following Brett Favre once again. Like, this is a guy that wanted nothing to do with Brett, but he's turning into Brett, right? Like, it's weird. and then
it's a carbon copy.
He has self-proclaimed himself to be the greatest Packer of all time. Who does that stuff, bro? An egomaniac and a guy that's extremely insecure about himself. That's what you're seeing with an Aaron Rodgers. I am so happy that Jordan Love is going to get an opportunity to shine. And you know what? Maybe we'll have this discussion 15 years from now. Jordan Love's going to wind up going to the Jets 15 years from now, dude. Like, this is insane. When you think about the path of the last two guys for the Green Bay Packers, it's so similar that it's scary, okay? It's bizarre, bro. But I think the Packers are going to be okay. I really do. They got some decent skill positions. They got that young wide receiver core, right? Like, I think they're going to be in better hands than a lot of people think. Detroit making moves. I saw them making some moves. They got another running back for them. They picked up Montgomery. I think it's going to be a fun. We always have fun with the NFL season, right? But I think this one coming up, there's a lot. There's a lot to take in. If Rodgers goes to the Jets, he's not even the best quarterback in that division, bro, right? There might be two quarterbacks that are better than him in that division. There's one for sure, and that's Josh Allen.
Right.
It's an interesting dynamic, man, and I think it's going to be fun to watch this, because if I'm the Green Bay Packers, bro, I am trying to get a king's ransom, and I am trying to get anything and everything that I can for this guy. You're making this push for him? You know what? We want a lot in return for him because you think this guy can get you to the next level, and you think that this guy is a Super Bowl type quarterback. Well, we want to get stuff in return for what we're giving you. So expect a lot in return. That's I think that's what's holding this deal up. So, and there's no rush. Like, there is no rush. If I'm the Packers, I wait this thing out as long as I possibly can, Mike.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. If I'm the pack, yeah. Here's what I want, and I'm not going to really venture too far from that. So they,
I'm with you.
Hall of Famer. Like, yeah, just do it. Yeah.
I'm with you. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up, baby, with our parting shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would definitely be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. On Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Alright, my friend, parting shot time, you are upski.
Hey, look, my parting shot simply goes out to the teams that are still left in the NCAA tournament. Part of this all is March Madness. Everybody, just the fans out there, grab your popcorn, get your nachos, get your soda. It's already been a bunch of madness. The madness is going to continue today and next weekend and all those things. So it's going to be one of those wild rides as it has been already, but I'm enjoying it. Bring on the madness, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of piggyback you here to a certain degree and then maybe take it a little bit further. But, yeah, bro, this is March Madness. This is exactly what we all signed up for. We signed up for chaos. We signed up for the unthinkable. We signed up to see kids go out there and give everything they have for 40 minutes because that's all they're guaranteed, you know? So at the end of the day, you got to go out there and you got to play with all your heart and all your desire and your passion to keep playing. That's what Xavier's doing right now, by the way. At halftime, they're up 48-34 on a Pitt team that was one of the first four to play. And quite frankly, March Madness is awesome. This is just awesome. And then it brings me into my next thought. NBA basketball playoffs. We're like 10-12 games from the season being over with. Like, we go from March Madness right into baseball and right into the NBA playoffs. Get your popcorn, like Mike Wilson said. For Mike, for John, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care now.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.